You're listening to Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with an emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, I'm Jody the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barr the doc. And we are joined today by a member of our team, Dr. Ben Zarensky, a much beloved member of our team, I should say. And we're here to give you a bit of a quickie on homeopathy for allergies. And it's perfect timing because Jody messaged me this morning to say, hey, just so you know, I'm having some issues with allergies right now because at the time that we're recording this, the pollen for a particular allergen for you is really high where you live. So you might hear a bit of a scratchy voice because it's the right time to talk about allergies, at least in Texas. Dr. Zarensky, or as you're called by many of your clients, Dr. Ben, very nice to have you joining us to chat about allergies today in this very timely way. So welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with the both of you too. Awesome.
So the reason we wanted to talk about this is because allergies can be a huge trigger for flares, and people don't always realize this. And so for some kids, it's even the main trigger. So what are you seeing in practice right now with the kiddos who might have allergies as their primary flare trigger?
For some of my clients that I've been with for more time, this may be the first time that they're actually expressing allergies or lingering runny nose or cough. So the symptoms aren't as severe, but they're sort of longer lasting and more present than in the past. And, you know, for me, as we know, that's a positive sign. It's never nice to have a child who has symptoms like that, but it's actually a more appropriate immune response. It's something that may have not been present before when there's more sort of suppressed or deeper pathology. On the flip side, there are some other clients who have had allergy symptoms, in past seasons, who are having less intense or less frequent symptoms. And that's also a positive sign if they're on the right remedy. Again, that frequency, intensity, the duration of some of the allergies lessening, that's a positive indication as well. So seeing a bit of both right now.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I'm surprised to hear that maybe just because you've had people who've been with you long enough that you're not seeing a whole lot of flares, but there are some people that might not have any allergy symptoms, but this time of year, they're just having a flare of pan symptoms that are not showing any allergy symptoms as well. And so I know that many people in our practice are experiencing that right now too. We've got sort of like in pans and pandas, we tend to have like a bimodal distribution for when flares tend to occur. We've got the allergy kids that things are worse in the spring, and we've got the viral kids who are worse in the fall and winter. And we got some kids who unfortunately experience both. So they get a lot worse when they get back to school, and they're starting to have all these viruses floating around again, and like the heading into fall season. And then they get a little bit of a break in the winter sometimes, but not always. And then they get a big spike in flare symptoms in the spring. And then they get a nice little break in the summer. And so most people, regardless of whether they're an allergy kid or a viral kid or both, get a bit of a break in the summer. So if you're seeing things that are worse right now, you're seeing like a worsening of flares, especially if you're earlier in recovery using pans or using homeopathy for pans, it could just be that you're having like an allergy trigger that is triggering it. And some people didn't even realize that they had allergies. So some, like, you know, just like some kids don't realize that they have strep or didn't realize they had any infections because they just had a neuropsychiatric flare. We can see that happen sometimes in allergies too, for people who never knew that they had any type of allergies, but because of this overactive and misdirected immune response, we just see the big flares come up and we don't figure out until maybe the pendulum swing that Dr. Zarensky was essentially talking about, where we see more typical allergy symptoms presenting, less of the flares, that we recognize, oh, this is an allergy case. Other than like the timing will sometimes tell us that as well.
Yeah. And just to add on, yeah, I definitely do see the flares, even, you know, if it's not sort of related to allergy symptoms. And that's really the sort of the amazing part of homeopathy, is classical homeopathy especially, is that we're looking at the total symptom picture. So yes, allergies are a concern, but if there's inflammation or some of these kids aren't able to express allergy symptoms, we need to rely on those other sort of more concerning symptoms that present in a flare. Anytime there's aggression or destructive behavior, First and foremost, we need to include that in the total symptom picture of the remedy. So I am seeing that as well.
Yeah. Awesome. So the good news is homeopathy is really effective for allergies, whether it's in a case of PANS or separate from PANS. So if you're somebody who's never had PANS and you happen to be listening to this, but you have a horrible seasonal allergies, homeopathy might be a really good solution for you, because even in those cases, it is an overactive immune response where it sees something as a threat that's not necessarily a threat to you, right? And so it can help the body correct and stabilize that sort of immune response so that you have a minimal to no response to something. Because again, like we always talk about susceptibility, and I feel like we haven't talked about susceptibility on this podcast recently. So it's time that we bring it back, right? So allergies are another example of susceptibility. So if I don't have the same allergies that Jody has, because I don't have that same susceptibility. So if I was hanging out in the same space as her, I would not necessarily be, you know, have a raspy voice or coughing or sneezing or anything like that, because it's part of our susceptibility. Because again, it's not just the allergen, just like it's not just strep. It's not strep, it's the susceptibility. It's not the allergen, it's susceptibility. It's not Lyme, it's the susceptibility to the specific reaction, you know? So, and our body's not being able to fight it off. You know, if you'll recall back in our episode on Lyme, which check it out. I don't remember the number, but we'll put the link in the show notes for you. The episode where we talked to Dr. Darren Ingalls about Lyme, you know, he even shared that there's a whole lot of people that you can run blood tests for that, you know, that have exposure, that you see that they have antibodies to Lyme, but they never actually had any symptoms from it because their body appropriately fought it off and handled it. The same thing is true for lots of different things. That's part of the susceptibility. So all this to say, homeopathy can absolutely be effective for allergies. The way that we're going to tackle allergy symptoms is going to be, similar, honestly, and we'll talk about that here in a second, Dr. Jarensky. But I think the most important thing to note before we dive into like what sort of things we're looking for to help with allergy symptoms, to help make sure that we're being as effective as possible, is that the allergy trigger is rarely useful for selecting a homeopathic remedy, right? It's very rarely useful. There are some people who will think that because they're using like what some people consider, you know, quote unquote, homeopathically prepared something, that they're actually using isopathically. So if they are allergic to eucalyptus and they take a potentized version of eucalyptus, that they think that should help. And for some people, it might help, but it's usually in many cases, it's palliative because that is isopathy. It's not homeopathy. So it's not a similar state that then gets the body to have that secondary response that we're looking for, which is the body having itself healing in response to that primary nudge that we're getting from something. And so what we talk about is still, it is homeopathy, which is again, the similar, not same, right? So something that causes similar presentation, not the exact thing that caused it. So Dr. Zaransky, when you are working with somebody who's got allergies, what sort of things are you looking for? Let's first start with people who have, that they're in the state that they're having flares caused by allergies, and they may or may not be having allergy symptoms. You already touched on that, like the behavioral neuropsychiatric symptoms are still super important. So we're not just looking for the allergies. Anything else you want to share for those who are primarily just seeing flare states with allergies?
Well, yeah, aside from homeopathy, just whatever we can control in our environment. And, you know, anytime you can lessen exposure or mitigate any potential mold or, I just had a client who changed the dynamic with her daughter and a classmate at school. Not that that's a specific allergy, but that's a stressor on the body and the immune system. And so anything that you can control and sort of change that sort of low-hanging fruit, if you will. But, you know, on top of that, yeah, the remedy, 10 kids that are exposed to 10, you know, the same pollen or allergen, like you're just saying, may each have 10 different set of symptoms and need 10 different remedies and 10 different dosing strategies specifically. Yeah. So, you know, that's really what's, again, great about homeopathy. It's individualized. It's unique to the individual. And some kids will show certain antibodies on lab tests and have certain symptoms, and other kids will have, you know, the same lab results but not show symptoms. So it's really just unique to the individual, and
yeah,
But again, it's that total symptom picture. And if there's allergies that's part of that, that needs to be part of the remedy that's selected. But like we were saying before, if there's flares and no symptoms of allergies, that also has to be accounted for and part of the remedy selected.
So again, if we're just seeing flare symptoms, we're really just going to focus on the flare symptoms, even if you know allergies are part of it. What we always look at is what the body is showing us at the moment for what its current state is. You're likely to see a shift because, like we've talked about before, in viral states, we see a pendulum shift with allergies too, the pendulum swing, which is where we see an overactive misdirected immune response is what we see with PANS flares. We see it swing really far in the opposite direction with a still overactive appropriate immune response. So we see the worst allergy season that we've seen possibly ever. We see the worst cold and flu season we've seen possibly ever because the immune system is still some overfiring, even if it's doing its job better this time. And so in those cases, what we're going to see is a lot of allergy symptoms coming out, not as many of the PANS and PANDAS flares. Although sometimes when we're in the early stages of the pendulum swing, we'll see a mix of the two, where we're seeing more of the appropriate symptoms, but still seeing some PANS and PANDAS flares. So in those cases, we're going to want to report all of it, right? But don't downplay the symptoms. So this is where it can get a little bit tricky, right? And I don't know, you can share if your experience here, Dr. Zarensky, but the tricky part is that sometimes we'll just be like, well, they're sneezing a lot. Well, okay, but what does that look like? Is it sneezing in like three, like bursts of three and then you stop? Is it like a big, like a whole ton of sneezing that then like mucus is dripping out? What color is the mucus? What is it? Is it like hanging? Is it really thick? Is it really runny? Is it just like dripping from their nose? Did they have any taste to the mucus? Like, it's a weird thing. You're obviously not going to taste it yourself, but you can ask them if there's any flavor. You're going to be looking for all sorts of things like this, where to me, it's been hard for some of our clients that when we make that transition into especially allergy state, we have to get the specifics of the allergy symptoms. So what can you share about that, Dr. Zarensky?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you're saying. The symptoms of allergies, coughing, sneezing, runny nose, those are pretty standard. But again, with homeopathy, classical homeopathy, we're looking at what makes those symptoms better. What's the timing? Is there anything that presents at the same time or that sort of alternates with those symptoms? So again, 10 kids can have allergies or symptoms of allergies, but there's a unique or specific presentation for each one of those kids that would indicate a different remedy, or even, and again, the sensitivity to how they're being dosed, it all factors in. And that's why, it's sort of important to follow up and sort of not just give a blanket allergy medication that will maybe suppress some of that, but, there's not really healing happening or, the body's becoming more resilient. I love the name for your practice and always have, because that's what we're doing here with homeopathy. So.
Yeah. So like, as you mentioned, giving allergy medications during this time can be challenging if you're just suppressing the symptoms. That said, we also know that sometimes you need to give allergy medications, right? And at Resilience Naturopathic, we are not anti-use of medications. We are pro-smart use of medications. And that means that you might want to not give it immediately. You might want to hold off until and like use it wisely when it's really necessary. One, so that you're not suppressing things and creating more complications in the case by both having the symptoms suppressed and having something else that's going into the body that has side effects that the body's then responding to, and that creating more complexity. But again, we realize that you need to live life and sometimes you just need to take something, right? Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning with a migraine and I needed to come on and record this podcast. And so I took medication to manage my migraine so I could move through my day, right? That said, I didn't take it until I had noted it was a left-sided migraine. It started when I was sleeping. I woke up with it. It had this sensation. It was right here in my body. It was right here in my body. And so noted all of the symptoms first, and then I took the medication. So that's one of the important things if you are going to be using allergy medications to help keep your kiddos feeling comfortable and to get through their day. Note the symptoms that are present before the medications so that you can get those details. So I just want to refer everybody back, because I'm sure we can't cover everything here, to our Being a Better Observer series, where you can get more information and details on the specific body parts that are affected and ways that you can share and things that might be useful. I wanted to throw out a couple other things, and Dr. Zrensky, you and I can like go back and forth about specific symptoms, but give people some insight for like types of things they should be looking at and reporting. So we talked about already like how thick the mucus is, if there is mucus, how like if the sneezing is happening in short bursts, like one at a time, or if it's like achoo, 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 like a constant, like a paroxysm, we call it. If it's worse in the morning or if it's worse in the evening, if you get relief being outside, if it's worse outside. And that's, you know, that could be about the allergen itself, or it could be about just a symptom that better or worse in open air. If it's worse and it's hot, if it's worse and it's cold. If you've got itching, where is the itching? Is it in the back of the throat? What makes it better or worse? Coughs. If you've got, like, what does the cough sound like? Is it paroxysmal? Is it single coughs? You know, what other symptoms do you think people should be aware of when they're reporting for allergies?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously air passageways, that's a big component of allergies, you know, but if you think of our digestive system, you know, mm-hmm. there's only a single cell lining of our whole intestinal tract and such. So that's really another sort of exposure to the outside world that we may or may not think about with allergies, what we're putting into our bodies. You know, and with the focus being on allergies and obviously the immune system, you know, I also keep in mind that that's just one system of the body, and mm-hmm. all those systems sort of intertwine, but then there's also the element of the whole person. So
yeah.
In addition to allergies and the immune system, what's the mental, emotional, physical, you know, what are some of those symptoms that present, and are we factoring that into the big picture, that total symptom picture that would lead us to the correct remedy or the right remedy for that time? But yeah, you know, with going back to allergies, you know, definitely wanting to make sure that's part of the remedy, and that next visit some of those symptoms are improving, and that we're not sort of missing a chance to heal, you know, especially if those are the most concerning symptoms during allergy season. And back to your point about medication in conjunction with homeopathy, yes, by all means, sometimes it's definitely necessary to take something short term, or, you know, psychiatric medication, obviously those can pair well, and homeopathy can still work in conjunction with other conventional medicines.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you brought up the mental and emotional picture, because this is especially for people who are dealing with allergies that might be listening to this, that maybe don't have PANS and PANDAS, that you don't necessarily think, oh, like my anxiety might be worse because my histamine is higher, or my irritability might be worse because my histamine is higher. That even when we're focusing on allergies, or when we know that allergies are part of what we're dealing with, or it's our primary concern, the body is still connected, as Dr. Zrensky so wisely said. And so our mental and emotional state while we're having allergies can really tell us a lot about the remedy that's needed. And if we also have any other symptoms that are happening throughout the body that are happening at the same time as allergies, super important and vital, because sometimes the allergy symptoms are just not very specific and not very helpful. They usually are if we really give our good attention to it. And so the reality is, the last point that I really want to make before I let Jody like jump in, because we've been hogging the air today, and give like the mom perspective. But the last point that I want to make is that, allergies can be like similar to viruses in that we have true and false acutes, right? And it can sometimes look like just an acute state of allergies that is intermingled with the chronic state, whether it's really clearly intermingled with the chronic state or not. So it is very useful to continue to work with your provider regularly, because these acute flares of allergies sometimes can actually give us really, really beneficial insights to the next remedy that's needed that can help with the chronic case and get us to the next level of healing. I can't tell you how many cases we share as a group here at Resilience Naturopathic, where we collaborate regularly and we work together, that we get to the next stage of healing because of acute cases. And so we can have things that are true acutes and that are false acutes in allergies. More often than not, they're false acutes though, right? Because it's an allergy is an inappropriate response to something that is not going to get everybody. Whereas like a virus is going to, if somebody's infected with a virus, they're going to most likely have some sort of response, because a virus is going to trigger that in basically everybody, some sort of response, right? but an allergen is not going to cause that in every person. And so it's more likely that it's a false acute, and it is more likely even than a virus that you're going to be seeing a progression of the condition as a whole, progression of improvement in the condition as a whole by addressing these acute allergy flares and addressing them with classical homeopathy with your provider who knows your totality and your whole history. Yeah. All right, Jody, let's hand it over to you. What do you got for moms and dads?
I feel like I always have two different views of everything that we talk about, and those two different views are very different. First view is what dealing with allergies through the healing journey was like, and then now looking back and seeing how Avery is now compared to that. And so the first view, I think meeting moms that are in the middle of the healing journey, was allergies were super, super frustrating for me. In the middle of the healing journey, I felt like we would get to kind of like this place where we had things figured out and I knew what was going on and we were kind of cruising along smooth, and then allergy season would show up and it's like everything gets blown out of the water. And at that same time, even though it was just allergies, because Avery had always been a pretty rough allergy kiddo. And even though it was just allergies, it, again, like every time I felt like, okay, like homeopathy is not doing its job. It made me feel like homeopathy wasn't working, but in fact, she was just still having allergic reactions and her body hadn't gotten to that point of healing. So it felt really frustrating to me in the midst of it. But then we got to the second half of healing and so many of her pan symptoms were better, but it's like her allergy symptoms got a little bit worse for a while. And so I felt like there were two, and we did see improvement in her allergies each season. It would get a little better, a little bit better. But then we had a season where it was like, I was like, wow, this feels like it's worse. And it was so much less pan symptoms, but more allergy stuff. So again, I was still super frustrated in it. But then we get all the way through healing and I have Avery, what Avery looks like right now. Typically when we have high oak, she would be sinus infection, ear infections. She would just be a complete and total mess. And it's really, really neat watching each season things get a little bit better and a little bit better. And to the point now where she has almost no allergy stuff at all. In fact, for the very first time since this time last year, I talked to her on the phone last week and I was like, "You sound nasally. Are you nasally?" She's like, "Yeah, I got a little bit of nasal stuff, but that's all." She's like, "I don't have anything else." So the huge onslaught of just her being an allergy mess is almost right next to non-existent now. So it's really cool being able to walk that out and like fully see what it looks like down the road, and really like, this is our end goal right here, is having a kid that can have a little bit of sniffles, which is appropriate because Texas is yellow with oak right now. It's so bad. And I'm still in a place, obviously behind her in the healing journey, where I'm still having some allergy struggles, but she's right next to nothing. She's having such an appropriate response to it and nothing else other than some allergy symptoms. So it's frustrating in the middle of it. And it, like, allergies, there are monkey wrench and things, but also, you know, we got through all of that. You always helped me figure it out. You got us back on track and we just kept on moving forward. And then eventually we got to the point where allergies just aren't really a thing anymore for Avery, not something we have to worry about.
And I think that it's important what you just said, that, you know, if when you're in, like when I lived in Washington, D.C., everything was like, yellow, just like you said, like you could not walk out. You wash your car and you walk out the next like hour later and it was completely yellow with all of the pollen everywhere. But, you know, that's an irritant that you are going to have some response to, because you're inhaling it, you have an irritant. The appropriate response is to get it out and then be done, not to like get, you know, body wide, persistent chronic respiratory symptoms. It's get it out and be done. So to assume that you're never going to have any sort of response to persistent pollen presence is not realistic. So Jody, really quick, I know we need to wrap up, but do you, where do you feel like you're at with your own healing journey? Because the reality is, like, you are somebody who, as you've shared, you likely had PANS as a child. You started homeopathy a lot later after a whole lot of other things. Do you still feel like you're in the mix where you've got like the chronic stuff plus the allergy symptoms? You're not quite to the pendulum swing yet, or do you feel like you're pendulum swinging?
I don't know. Boy, that's a hard question to answer because my allergies, I don't know. That's a good question. because I feel like last year my allergies were so much worse. I literally felt like I had the flu, like full on flu. This year I feel crummy, but I don't feel as bad as I did last year. Yeah. So was last year the pendulum?
Probably.
I don't know. Anyways, I know that I don't feel like, I still feel the fatigue. I still like watery eyes, sneezy, all of those things. But I don't, like, I remember last year was really like, I had a couple of days where I was like, I can't even work. This is so bad. So I think I'm further along, still healing, but it's kind of like what I saw with Avery too.
Yeah.
She was rough and then she got kind of better. And then she had a really rough season and then things just kind of slow. So here's my hope. Here's my hope that I have been through the pendulum swing and this year's better. And then each year is going to be a little bit better, a little bit better, to where I'm having a not crummy feeling response.
We're going to do everything we can to make that happen for you. All right. We're going to go ahead and wrap today. If you guys have questions about allergies, as always, Jody and I are interactive in our Facebook group. So we welcome you to join us there. So we are, the link for it is in the show notes as always. So you can click that and join if you're a parent of somebody who has PANS or likely more suspected of having PANS. Otherwise you can reach us at any of our contact information again in the show notes. If you've got questions or things that we can clarify from today, thank you, Dr. Zarensky, for joining us and sharing your experience with helping kiddos heal when they've got allergies as a flare or just allergies in general. So I appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure. And if I could just add, I think it's so valuable you guys do this because there's not a day that goes by that I don't, you know, have a conversation with mom or dad or both about them watching these videos and really learning why and what we're doing. So, I think that really helps. So, keep it up. I love the podcast.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to have you back to talk more and geek out a little bit more about how we can help people heal in general from homeopathy or with homeopathy, not from homeopathy, with homeopathy. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll talk soon.
Bye, guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week. You can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for PANS and Pandas, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for PANS and Pandas throughout the week. If you are already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. If you aren't on Facebook and would like to reach us, you can email us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.